There was a change of leadership this summer at Equinox. The Albany-based social services not-for-profit, perhaps best known for its annual Thanksgiving Day dinner. John Henley is the new CEO of Equinox, taking over for Dorothy Cusinelli, who left to lead the Capital Region Collaborative, a group of mental health and substance abuse service providers. John Healy, who came to Equinox from Northern Rivers Family of Services 2 years ago, was the interim CEO until he became full-time this summer at Equinox.
Equinox is essentially a community-based organization that focuses on helping some of the most vulnerable people in this community around the issues of mental health, substance and drug abuse, domestic violence, and for younger folks who we serve, transitional living services for homeless and at-need youth.
What is the biggest challenge facing Equinox right now for an organization like yours? I'm sure funding always, getting the funding. First, where do you get the funding, which is a challenge, and how do you use the funding?
Well, the funding comes from a variety of sources. And I should mention that for the listeners that I have been in the human service field for a number of years. I find the mix at Equinox kind of unique. So to return to where it comes from, much of it comes from government, different government programs, both local, meaning county, city, state, and then federal. A lot of it comes from grants. Probably about 30 to 35% of the funding comes from grants, both private philanthropy and, again, federal competitive grants. And, of course, people's generosity. So about 3% of the revenue comes from people who simply contribute on an ongoing basis.
Prior to you coming to Equinox, Equinox and an organization known as Clearview came together.
Right.
Tell us about that that organization and what it means to Equinox.
Well, Clearview and Equinox have been together for a number of years now. I think it's been about 4 or 5 years since they've come together. And they represent two traditions. I think the two traditions probably could be summed up as both involvement in community issues for Equinox and mental health services, which represented a large portfolio for Clearview. So they, like many agencies today, the boards and the staff of both those agencies realize that to fulfill their mission, Brian, and to get back to your question about funding, to fulfill their mission, to make the best use of the dollars that we're stewarding for the public, and to really to reach out to the majority of people who are really in need, it would be better if they came together and combined their resources, combined their focus, combined their portfolio of services. And so they did that again about 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Substance abuse always seems to be a changing problem. Now it's opioids and heroin, fentanyl, painkillers, et cetera. How has Equinox changed its strategies to deal with that change in the problem?
Well, a number of things. Equinox has certainly tried to stay abreast of current issues in both in terms of what the experts can tell you, in terms of what government research can tell you, but mostly in terms of staying very sensitive to the people who are coming through that door. So it's really a two-pronged approach. I mean, the first prong is to have our center, our main offices at 500 Central, where we run a substance abuse and alcohol abuse clinic. But coupled with that, we've begun to realize outreach is a very important aspect of this endeavor. And so outreach really represents what work we can do to meet people where they're at. And when I say people, I'm talking about the clients and the consumers who come to us for help. And I think outreach also means what you're just alluding to with the question. How well are we dialoguing with the general public, and how well are we engaged in the general discussions about these phenomena? It's changed even since I've been in the business. It's remarkable how the patterns have changed over the past 5 to 10 years, the things that you just mentioned. So keeping up with what's going on, making sure that we're educated, making sure that we have the best services possible, both at the center, but forth, how are we doing outreach and how can we reach people wherever they are, in the streets, in their homes, in the community?
You mentioned the outreach, but how is a client or a consumer at Equinox brought into the organization? Are they recommended by the courts? Do the police bring them in? How do you make that initial contact?
Well, you know, it's a combination of things, both of the above, what you just mentioned, referrals from the justice system, referrals from the court system. Self-referral, Brian, is and this is just both from talking to staff and just walking the floors and running into people. There's a lot of peer referrals, self-referrals. There certainly are court referrals. There are people who are referred by different local agencies. Yeah, I'm talking about the mental health agencies and the departments of social services. When I say locally, these are folks primarily from the Tri-County area, certainly Albany County, but also Rensselaer and Schenectady. But there's the government referrals, there's the self-referrals, and then there's the healthcare referrals. People who run into issues and healthcare providers also make referrals to us.
I know when people think of Equinox, they often think of the annual Thanksgiving right. Day community dinner. It started, I guess, as a small gathering of right. college students back in the early 1970s. It's grown to thousands and right. thousands of people, both in person and home deliveries. Tell us a little bit more about that.
It's a phenom. It's an amazing thing. I've been in this community 10 years when I first came to work at my prior agencies. I'm formerly from Syracuse. I have to tell you that even when I was in Syracuse, I heard about this thing. And you're right, it's generations old now. The number of people, I was just asking staff today, is going to be cresting above 10,000 folks who are going to be provided dinner either by joining us at downtown or by having these dinners delivered to them. It's just a remarkable event. It's grown over the years. It's become a symbol for Equinox, and I think a very positive symbol, but also a reality for people who are alone on that day, who not only need a meal, but need the boost and need to have something to bolster them during the holiday time, which for many of our folks, especially folks without means, can be a really depressing and difficult time.
John Henley is the CEO of Equinox in Albany. The organization's website is equinoxinc.org.